Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Hello everyone and welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 215. Are you ready to join the clan? Today we have a Jesse Bayer, a transformational speaker and a mental health advocate who works with young adults by offering a path forward to healing through discovering your why, activating your passions, and living in your purpose. Hello, Jesse.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for coming. I know the clan here is anxious to hear your story, so let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my clan a little bit about your background, about what you did before you started your online business?
Yeah, absolutely. So I live on the west coast of the U.S., which is pretty awesome to think that, you know, the internet has enabled us to connect with people all over the world. Mm-hmm. But when I first got interested in mental health, I was in high school and I struggled with my mental health as well as supporting a really close friend of mine who was struggling with his mental health. And that whole relationship kind of ended with him attempting suicide and me calling the police to prevent him from doing so. Now, I struggled with this for a really long time, and I really didn't like that part of my story. I didn't want that to be something that I talked about, or I didn't want to be known for that. But I realized that that part, that vulnerable piece, that part that I didn't want to put on the trophy shelf, could be something that could be a huge catalyst for connections and for online success. So I started talking about it. I started writing about it. I started kind of bringing my mental health story to the forefront of my business, of my platform, of everything like that. And slowly but surely, I gained more confidence in myself and in my story and was able to build those connections to where I am now of having an online business. So that's just a little background of my story.
Wow. What a story. What is the most dangerous belief an entrepreneur can have?
Oh, I think arrogance is a really big one. I think that thinking that you are better than someone else, or that the world owes you something, or that you are just God's gift to your industry can be really, really dangerous, because there are a lot of people out there who have businesses, a lot of people out there who have stories, and you need to approach your audience from a service-based mindset. You need to be there to serve them and to help them and not think that they owe you their time and money. I think that arrogance that manifests that way can be really dangerous.
Why do you do what you do?
I think that I am uniquely situated in a position where I can talk about what is going on in my life. I mean, mental health is something that is so stigmatized and so under the shadows, and no one wants to talk about it. And I feel blessed that I'm able to bring that to the forefront and not brush it under the rug and really build those connections, like I said. So overall, I do what I do because I know that there are so many young people that are struggling with this. And I've been there and I've made it through. And I think that because of that, I can really help kind of hold the lamp for them as they walk their own journey that way.
What other problems have you encountered in business while you are talking about mental health in general?
I think that a lot of people don't really recognize, a lot of people, meaning a lot of other businesses and a lot of other professionals in this area, don't really recognize the necessity for someone who's been there as opposed to someone who has a doctorate in the field. You know, it's great to hear from a doctor in whatever field, you know, whether you're in physics or in mental health or in business, I don't care what field you're in. It's really great to hear from a doctor and hear their perspective, but sometimes that's more difficult to build a connection with as opposed to someone who's been there and who's done it. And I think that that's definitely a problem that other businesses face, is this kind of disconnect between the people that they're serving and the people that they're having do the serving. So I think that that piece can sometimes not match as well as they think it would.
How do you know you are successful?
I think that anyone can define their own success. And I think that everyone should define their own success. For me, I know I'm successful because I'm impacting people in a positive way. After almost every presentation that I've given, I've had someone message me on Instagram or come up to me after the presentation and tell me, hey, your story really resonated with me, and open up and share their stories and share how they're working through that. And that is so powerful for me. That's how I know that I'm successful. But for you listener, as a business owner, you need to define that for yourself. If it's financially based, then set a clear financial success goal. If it's impact based, then set a goal that way. But there's so many different ways to measure success that anyone can come up with what it means to be successful to them. And that really just depends on what they're looking to do in the world.
Now we know your story. How did you manage to make it successful that many people don't want to talk about?
Yeah, I think I really leveraged that piece that people don't want to talk about. You know, walking up to a college campus, for example, I do a lot of work on college campuses, walking up to them and saying, hey, I want to talk about something that no one here wants to talk about, but everyone is struggling with. And they're like, oh my gosh, yes, please come talk about this. We can't find anyone else to talk about this. So I think I really just started offering my story up to people, you know, on podcasts and in presentations and online on my social media and things like that, offering up myself and saying, here's me, here's what I can bring, here's what I can teach you. And if you resonate with me, then let's do something together. And slowly but surely that built into an audience and into paid speaking gigs and into different opportunities like that, that resulted in me making an income.
Okay, what reassurance or encouragement have you got for my members of Clan who are really struggling with their mental health problem, or maybe their any health related problems they have? It could be challenges in their companies or even in their health, say, lifestyle. What reassurance and encouragements do you have for them?
Yeah, the best piece of advice I can give you, listener, is to give yourself the grace to ask for help. You are not weak for struggling with your health, whether that's mental or physical. You're not a failure because you're having these struggles. You're not worthless. You're not destined to be unsuccessful. It's just a little bump in the road. And I encourage you and I give you permission to give yourself the grace to ask for help, whether that's going to see a doctor, whether that's starting therapy, whether that's taking a self-care day, whatever that is. You are the most important asset in your business above anything else, above the income, above your staff, above your mission, above everything else in your business. You are the most important part. And if you aren't functioning at top shape, you need to get yourself back in line before you can start to see that success in business that you have. So like I said, you're not weak. You're not a failure. You're not a quitter. You just need a little extra support. And I want to encourage you to really reach out and get that, because that will make major changes in both your life and the life of your business.
What have you learned from business as a whole?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start with that. I would say I learned how much I don't know. And that's very vague, but it's applicable to every industry. When I started, I was like, okay, I know how to make a Facebook page. I know how to send emails. I can figure out the tech stuff. This is fine. And then the more you get into it and the more you learn about the intricacies of marketing and PR and graphic design and all these different things, it's like, oh my goodness, I don't know anything. So learning to learn and learning that it's okay not to know and take those steps to learn or to ask someone for help or to hire someone to do it for you, I say that's probably the biggest lesson that I've learned. You know, like I said, going back to that arrogance piece, I am not the be all and end all to business, obviously. And so learning to grow through that and accept what I don't know and learn how to work through that has been a big lesson that I've gone through.
What is the secret to creating a profitable platform like yours for people who are out there listening and they have something they want to start online?
Yeah, the first secret I'd say is kind of what I said before, is you need to start with a service-based mindset. You may have the best product in the world or the best service, and it could change so many people's lives. But if you bust into the marketplace and saying things like, this is the best thing since sliced bread, it's going to make your life so much better, people don't know who you are. People don't like you. People don't trust you. And so it's going to be really hard to start a profitable business from that perspective. If you start with serving, though, and you say, hey, how can I help you? You know, what do you need today? And then figure out a piece from your expertise that you can then give them to help them in their lives. That's how you start to build profit. The second thing I would say is make sure to get yourself out there. And when you're building a platform, to leverage other people's platforms, you know, get on podcasts, see if you can do collaborations with other brands. Can you get featured in your local newspaper or in a national online media outlet? Can you do a video on someone else's social media channel? You know, what are the ways that you can get yourself into the world so that people start to recognize you and see you as an expert? That's a slow route, you know, but it's so necessary because it does establish you as that expert and it does help people see you as someone that they can go to and trust and hear your voice and really resonate with you on a different level. So those are the two pieces of advice that I'd give. Start with a service-based mindset and then really get yourself out there in as many places as you can.
Were you born as a speaker? What gives you that confidence?
I know what it would be like to sit on the other end and watch someone spill their entire story on stage, and it can really change your life. It can absolutely change your life if you find a piece in there to resonate with. So when I get up on stage, I don't see myself as one in front of 1,000 people. I see myself having a conversation individually with 1,000 different people. So I stand up there and I'm saying, "Hey, Sophie, hey, Bob, hey, Carl, let's talk. What can I help you with? Let me share my story. What do you see of yourself in there?" And that really takes away from that stage fright or that imposter syndrome of like, "Oh my God, there's 1,000 people in front of me, and I'm just this one person on a stage." It really breaks that down to, you know what? No, we're just going to have a conversation. I'm just going to tell my story, and then we're going to talk about it. And that's really how I run my presentations.
Do you have a mentor or a coach in your business?
I do. I've actually had the pleasure of working with a bunch of different people. The first coach that I had was Sandy Krakowski, and she is all about marketing and social media and things like that. And since then, I've worked with a couple of speaking coaches, a couple of PR coaches, and then an email list building coach, if that makes sense. So I've had the pleasure of working with a lot of different people.
What is the most valuable thing your mentors or coaches has told you?
I'd say the most valuable thing I learned from them isn't as much what they've told me, but it's just the concept of investing into business. When I started, I was like, I can do it all with free blog posts and things like that, no worries. But when you take that mindset shift into, hey, no, I'm going to put down money for this, I'm going to invest in this, I'm going to make this a priority, your attitude towards your business and therefore your business itself completely changes. So all of these mentors have encouraged me that I'm worth investing in, that my idea is worth investing in. And because of that, I've started to take, started years ago and throughout the years and things like that, but I've taken my business as a business instead of a hobby. And that's really, really changed things for me.
What is the most valuable thing you have ever given away?
Oh, that's a really good question. Well, the first thing that came into mind is I'm doing a series of free online trainings just about different topics where it's a full 45 minutes to an hour training. It's not one of those webinars where it's like 20 minutes to my story, 5 minutes of teaching, and then 20 minutes of selling you something at the end. It's literally start to finish 45 minutes of teaching, deep dive on a single topic. And I think that's been really valuable for people because it's not one of those like, okay, am I actually going to get value out of this? They know they're going to get value out of that. And the other thing that I do is I run a series on my social media channels called hashtag 1 minute life lessons. And every single day I do a video that's, as you guessed, a minute long and just one little tip of actionable advice that they can implement into their lives right away. And so that covers things like mental health and relationships and personal development and just all these different areas. And I've gotten a lot of great feedback on that as well. So yeah, those are the first two things that come to mind as far as the most valuable stuff that I've given away.
What is one thing that has contributed to your success?
I'd say my dedication to never giving up. And that really stems from having a strong why statement. I am so crystal clear on why I'm doing what I'm doing, who I want to help, how that's benefiting me in my personal and professional lives. And really staying focused on that has helped me not give up throughout the setbacks, throughout the struggles, throughout the, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing moments. And I think that's really contributed to my success. If I wasn't as clear on that, I probably would have given up a while ago when I hit some roadblocks.
What is one thing no one knows about you?
Oh, one thing that, see, this is hard because I'm such an open book, especially on my social media channels. But one thing that's kind of a unique fact about me is that my dog and I are actually training to be a search and rescue team. So that's a lot of fun.
How can we use language when we are talking about achieving our goals and living our own passions and purpose?
Yeah, absolutely. I think language is so key because it doesn't work in the way that you think of, if I say a Lamborghini 10,000 times while staring at my driveway, a Lamborghini is going to appear. Doesn't quite work like that. But when you say things enough times and you start to believe these certain things about yourself or your business or your tendencies for success, then you start to make choices that align with those beliefs. So if you're constantly telling yourself over and over and over, I'm a failure, no one wants to hear what I have to say, I don't have a message worth sharing, then when you have an opportunity to share that message, maybe a podcast interview or speaking on stage or something like that, you're going to say no because you don't believe that your message is worth hearing. And then that kind of snowballs into this constant spiral of saying no to opportunities that could completely change your life and making decisions in alignment with those negative beliefs. So when you start to flip that script and say, hey, just sticking with the same example, you know, I have a message worth sharing. You know, I'm important. I can make a difference with my business. I have a passion to share this message. Then you start to make choices that will get that message out there more. And then that success will start rolling in the way you want it to, but the way you wouldn't have seen if you were constantly telling yourself you're a failure. So that's just one example, but that concept of making choices in alignment with what you say about yourself and your life is so, so true. So when you talk about yourself and your life, see if you can flip that script to make it more positive. You know, instead of, I have no idea what I'm doing, this is never going to work. You can try things like, not quite sure what I'm doing yet, but I'm going to ask for help so I can figure it out. Or I'm going to spend some time learning so I can figure it out. Just those little swaps can be really, really powerful.
You really have passion. You have energy. I don't know where you get all this from, but wow. What grounds you?
Oh man, I love spending time outside to get grounded. Just being able, living in Oregon, I mean, within 3 hours, I can go from the beach to the woods, to the city, to the forest, to the mountains and everything in between. And just being able to spend time outside and see really my place in the world, as minuscule as it is comparatively to some of these huge natural landscapes, is really grounding and powerful for me.
How long have you been nurturing your success?
Well, I'm definitely a couple of years in, but this whole concept and what I teach and what I work with has been something that I've been developing, you know, since I even could think about what this was. So once I understood, hey, language is important, I started incorporating that into my life and the way that I acted. And hey, mental health is important, incorporating that in. So it's been honestly a whole lifetime in the making.
Have you ever applied somewhere or you go to the campus and say, hey, I want to give a talk, and they say no?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Honestly, it was really difficult when I first started because I think, great, I'm going to send out these 10 cold emails and get 10 speaking gigs, maybe 9 if it's a bad day, and it's going to be great. And the numbers are not that good at all. So that was definitely something that I had to learn going through this, that, hey, you got to keep chugging. The numbers may not be what you think they're going to be, but they will work out in the end. And my mentor, one that I worked with before, she said something really, really powerful. She's like, the gigs that you're not getting aren't the right gigs for you. And the gigs you do get are exactly the ones you should be getting. And that was really difficult to believe at first. But once I started seeing the gigs that I got versus the gigs that I didn't, or maybe really connecting with the coordinators that I worked with, as opposed to not really connecting with the people that I didn't work with, it was just like, yeah, you know, I'm getting the right gigs. This is going in the right direction. And so just really reassuring myself that I am on the right path. Things are going to work out, maybe not with the exact same ratios that you hoped they would, but it's going to work out for you. That's how I work through that. But yeah, rejection for anything, whether it's a speaking gig or a podcast pitch or whatever, it's more common than we'd like it to be, unfortunately.
What did your parents think about when you told them you are going to use your concept, your idea to make a business?
Well, they asked when I was going to get a real job. That was kind of the first thing that I got from them, which was like, really, guys, come on. But, you know, over time, they've seen that, hey, you know, she's passionate about this. She has something. And the more that I've included them in my plans of like, hey, I'm going to write a book, I'm going to speak, I'm going to do this, it's gotten a lot better with their confidence in that. So we're good now, but the beginning was a little bit interesting.
So if you are telling the young ones, the young people are also listening, what advice would you give them?
I would say that it's your life and you've got to live it according to your rules, and that you know yourself best, better than your parents, better than anyone else. You are the expert of your life, yourself, and your story. So trust that. You know, you're going to need a lot of confidence and a lot of trust in yourself to be successful in your endeavors. So start early, you know, start now and trust yourself to make that first leap and build up that trust in yourself as you go along. But I'd say, like I said, you know, it's your life. You need to live it how you want to live it, because at the end of the day, you have to spend time with yourself. You know, you have to be the one that's waking up with you every day and being okay with what you're doing day in and day out. And you, if you're doing that for someone else, if you're trying to live according to their expectations, that is going to be a really, really long road.
Let's talk about your business. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started in business and network marketing, and then realized that that was not a great fit for me and moved on to something more individualized. But what I have now is I do some, like I said, the online trainings and things like that, just to build that relationship with people. And then the speaking gigs as the biggest service. I had a course up for a while, but I'm actually revamping that and re-putting it out in early 2020, which is super exciting. So that's up there. And then, like I said a little bit earlier, my book is coming out in May of 2020, which is really exciting as well. So I'm just really blessed that I'm able to interact with people on so many different levels. So like I said, the speaking gigs, those one-to-one conversations with hundreds of people at a time, the online training and social media, connecting with people all over the world. I mean, I was looking at my analytics the other day for Facebook, and I think I have people on my page from like 20 or 30 countries all around the world. And that's just so incredible that I can have discussions with that many people. And the free trainings and brand collaborations and podcast interviews, doing that work, like I said, of just getting myself out there. And it's really great, like I said, just to be able to connect with so many different people in so many different avenues and hopefully help and give value to all those people that I interact with.
What is your clientele?
Mostly people in their 20s and 30s. I work a lot with millennials, and primarily in the US and Canada, just because traveling to speak in like the UK is quite a ways to go for me. Not that I wouldn't ever, but right now I'm sticking a little bit closer to home. But yeah, people in their 20s and 30s in the US and Canada. And the biggest criteria for me is that they need to be willing to do the work that it takes to change their lives. Personal development, mental health, things like that, they're not simple. Let me rephrase. They're simple, but they're not easy. Right? It takes work. It takes deep diving. It takes self-reflection. And I need someone who's going to be willing to do that and doesn't just want the 1 hour quick fix to a new life. You know, they need to be someone who's willing to put in the work.
Do you do a one-to-one coaching?
I used to, but I'm moving out of that now.
Oh, okay. So what are you into? Group coaching.
Yeah, a little bit of group coaching. And like I said, I'm relaunching the course in 2020. And that's really going to be the biggest paid interaction with me, I guess, aside from speaking gigs, is that's going to be a really deep dive course where people can come and say, okay, I'm at step zero, let's get me to step 10, and then walk through all of the steps with very tangible, actionable steps to get them there.
So what is the name of the course?
Still kind of working that out, but right now I'm looking at something along the lines of looking forward, passion, purpose, and authenticity. And where that takes it is from, okay, you've just conquered these really big mental health demons. The whole world has opened up to you now. You have all these potential opportunities and avenues to pursue. Where do you go? And then walking people through those.
Where can we find your program and how can we connect with you?
Absolutely. So I am on Facebook and Instagram at Jessie Beyer International. That's J-E-S-S-I, B as in boy, E-Y-E-R, International. My website is the same handle. And feel free to come say hi. Like I said, I have that series on my Facebook and Instagram, 1 Minute Life Lessons. And yeah, come say hi. I'd love to meet you.
So, Claire, and there will be more from Jess in a moment. If you are listening on one of the many podcasting platforms rather than my website and you are encouraged by Jess's journey, go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for a bonus portion of the interview. The Online Success Journey is a wonderful membership community built for people searching for the path to success. We are one big clan and you can be part of this community for free. Once you have joined the clan, click on part two of Jesse's journey or over 200 other journeys that are available and learn how you can find the right path for your own online success journey. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and Jesse.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com, filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun. There are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path, so make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the Online Success Journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form. By clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on Ratings and Reviews, then write a review. On behalf of patients and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.